You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
On Friday last week, a range of organisations who provide services to the homeless population in Tamaki Makaurau, Auckland and across Aotearoa came together for a World Homeless Day event in the CBD. Tuesday Wire host Sarah attended the event and spoke with LifeWise Executive Chair Pam Elgar about the kaupapa of the day.
The World Homeless Day is a day where we can celebrate and actually be at one and support the homeless in the city. So we've invited everyone down to St Patrick's Square to come and join the festivities, to have some free kai, to actually look at the stalls and the support mechanisms around and just generally chill out and talk in a safe way. So some of the stores, we've got Sunday Blessings, they provide food. We've got LifeWise Food by Merge is also here. Auckland City Mission, Kāinga Ora Te Matawai, Whānau Art Exhibition, Orange Sky, Akarana Māori Wardens are supporting us as they do for many, many events in Tamaki Makaurau and beyond. The Court of New Beginnings is also here, which is wonderful. We've got Rapid Relief Team Global offering delicious burgers, Kickback, the Hare National Health Coalition, the Auckland City Mission Grocer, Vision West, Auckland Against Poverty, Whare Tikaki, Papai Te Haora, and Fair Food with breakfast packs.
In your mahi, how have you observed the rise of homelessness or the prevalence of homelessness, especially in Auckland, but also across Aotearoa?
Well, unfortunately, homelessness is growing, and we see that with the complexity of the cases that we deal with. We see that with the numbers in the street. And most recently, Heart of the City Chief Executive Viv Beck shared survey results that business owners and office workers believe homelessness, a shortage of police, and neglect and disorder are crippling the city's heart. And that may be what the business people are experiencing. But behind all of that, these are people. They're our street whānau. They're family members. They're facing daily struggles compounded by mental health issues, addiction, and a dire lack of safe housing and accommodation. So what they need is holistic support.
How have the current government's recent policy decisions influenced or contributed to the problem of homelessness?
Look, the National Coalition government unfortunately have provided really damaging and quite judgmental style policies that lack any hope. Aotearoa is a very small country and we pride ourselves as being people who provide manaakitanga, who really epitomise a sense of belonging. Unfortunately, the policies that are currently being rolled out actually say only some people belong, only some people are worthy. The rest of you need to get off your backside and actually do stuff. And I found the recent policy around 18, 19-year-olds needing to go off job seeker and for their parents with a threshold of 65,000 being so pejorative, it's ridiculous.
Do you think that those kinds of decisions paint a wrong picture about the root causes of homelessness?
I think, and this isn't just National Party, this is all political parties. It's expedient for political parties to have wonderful sound bites, but actually complex issues need complex solutions. Going for the simplistic answer is only going to do a part of the job. Housing is one of the issues that the government's doing a lot of work on, and thank you for that. That's fantastic. It's really positive, the work that's being done in housing. However, the homeless aren't just single people who need single one style of property. There are whānau that need to be housed together. And when you're only building one or two bedroom properties, when you need properties that suit multi-generation houses, then you're only looking at simplistically again. So we need the mix of housing in the areas that the homeless are actually congregated, where there's space for them to do. And multi-generational housing needs to be built and catered for.
I see that we've got quite a big network of organisations here, and it demonstrates that this problem isn't just about getting people into a house. It's about making sure that they have access to clothes and haircuts and food and the community. I think that's the main important thing. Are there any other gaps that you would identify in the funding or the support that is available in this country?
So what I think we really need is a systemic whole of government policy settings approach to reducing homelessness. So every government department has a KPI to reduce homelessness. We need a bipartisan approach to the homelessness crisis. We need a national homelessness plan that absolutely everybody can understand and articulate.
What role would you like to see from the community or the public in order to see an improvement in, I guess, statistics around homelessness?
for the public, could you please just recognise that the person lying asleep in the doorway is a person, first and foremost. Say kia ora, say hello, how are you? Greet them as if they're a genuine person, allow them dignity, because they're someone's sister, they're someone's brother, they're someone's uncle, they're someone's aunt, they're someone's dad, they're someone's grandparent. Please, as every individual can give away a smile. If you do that, then that will become a more welcoming and generous society. So let's just do the thing that we can do. Donate to the organisations that are helping and actually just treat them as individuals and say hi.
That was LifeWise Executive Chair Pam Alger on World Homeless Day last week, speaking to Tuesday Wire host Sarah.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.